Syro, when it was introduced back in 2015, was Ireland's first full fibre network. And recently, it reached the milestone of being available to 500,000 premises across the country and is planning to add another 200,000 more. And here in Kerry, it's available in Castle Island, Tralee and Killarney. Well, to talk to us about the impacts of a fibre connection on a business or a home and to maybe dispel some of the myths, I am joined now on the line by Sean Durbin. He is Head of Enterprise at Syro. Sean, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much indeed, Mary.
So, Sean, you're Head of Enterprise at Syro and Syro's rolling out a full fibre broadband network across Ireland. Maybe for people who, you know, they'll have heard the term, you know, full fibre broadband network, but maybe can you explain it to us in simple terms? What is it and how does it differ from, say, other forms of broadband?
Absolutely. Well, look, just a little bit of background about Syro first. Syro is an open access wholesale broadband provider. That means we design and build and maintain a full fibre broadband network across Ireland. So there's no copper in the network that we have. It's a full fibre infrastructure. We then resell our network to retailers who provide broadband services to end user customers, homes and businesses. Our retail partners would be very well household brand names like Vodafone, Sky, Virgin Media, Viettel, all of which would be very well known in the broadband market.
And at the moment, Syro is available in about 500,000 premises across the country.
We've just reached that great milestone there in the last month or so. So we're really proud of that. Syro launched in May 2015. And to put some context around that, there's about 2.2 million buildings in the Republic of Ireland. And in that short time, we're already at 500,000 premises passed on our network. And our ambition is to add another 200,000 onto that in the next 2 years.
Okay. For, you know, someone, whether you're in business or you're a homeowner, what are the benefits of having the Syro fibre network into your business or your home?
Well, the singular benefit is that fibre allows far higher speeds of connectivity in both directions, be it download or upload. And up to 5 or 7 years ago, we traditionally only spoke about the download capacity in our connections, be it business or even at home. But now, because we're doing things that are more dynamic, we're working at home, we're using video conferencing more routinely, and we're engaging all sorts of other dynamics, which means that the upload speed has become as important as the download speed. And Syro is able to offer very, very high speeds at a domestic level into people's homes and at an enterprise level into their businesses. At the moment, into a large enterprise premises, we can offer up to 10 gigabits, which is 10,000 megabits bidirectionally. That means in download and upload capacity. Those are speeds that haven't been seen, you know, typically around the broadband market. And we're very proud that we're at that level of innovation in the marketplace for businesses. Mm-hmm. At a home level, your average homeowner can get up to 2 gigabits, 2,000 meg. And it's not in both directions. At a home connection, you would get what's called asymmetrical broadband. So 2 gig down will get you 200 meg upload speed, which is well more than enough for what most homes need.
Hmm. Having that great, reliable connection is so important for a business, isn't it? Because if you have somebody who is maybe trying to do a transaction on your website or whatever it is, and it's not working too well, I mean, people will just, you know, they'll move on somewhere else to another business.
Absolutely, Mary. A lot of businesses are still connected to the traditional copper network that's there. And it was a trusted and great old friend to us over the decades. But because we've moved into a new sphere of working and into a more dynamic place, using video conferencing to meet our clients or our providers in business, using cloud platforms and cloud storage, all of those new dynamics are a bit overwhelming for the traditional copper network. And a lot of the small businesses out there report to us, particularly at this time of the year, and seasonality plays for the hospitality sector, where we have businesses who contact us through our website. The business owner is distressed because they're telling us that they've slow credit card transactions, they've got poor video conferencing quality, they've got buffering, they've inability to use and move to cloud platforms, and they've got peak and trough performance in their broadband. And all of that is so solvable. And the great part of it is that they contact us and give us an insight to what's going on in their business. And then the frustrating part of it a little bit is that a lot of the business owners, they don't have an IT competency. So they go to partners that are out there, and typically a local IT vendor in the town of Killarney, which we're very closely working with, is Island Technologies, and a guy called Kieran Clifford. And he specifically aims his services into the hospitality sector. And that local knowledge from a local provider is the platform and the springboard that Syro really needs to help business owners. The local guy understands the dynamic of the business, understands the challenges, and then comes to Syro and says, look, I need my client to get a better broadband service. Can you help? Mm-hmm. And that's where the magic really starts to happen.
Yeah, so, you know, if there was somebody listening that is interested in Sorrow, likewise, if there was a homeowner interested in it as well, is it going to the local providers here in Kerry? Or I know you mentioned you have the retail partners, the likes of Vodafone and that as well?
Sure, absolutely. There's local providers in the Kerry area for people who like to stay loyal to their local sheriff, and that's fully understandable. And what we do ourselves is, Sorrow is open access, but we don't actually sell to the end user. But what we've become very, very comfortable in is the space of educating people who want to know a little bit more. And typically the questions are, you know, how long will it cost for to get this into my premises? Can I get it into my home? And all of the questions, will there be any difficulties? Will there be this? We're able to answer all of those questions and set a pretty good expectation for people before they speak to the retail partner. So we really do invite people to get onto our website, www.sorrow.ie, and ask any questions. And one of the team will respond, usually within the same day or 48 hours. And our ability to do that is really self-serving, because we want to know more about what goes on behind the door of a pharmacy or a legal practice or an accountancy firm. All of those things are very strong information flows for us, and it allows us to understand our market a bit more.
Okay, yes. Well, I suppose you can tailor the product for them.
Absolutely, because the individual businesses, for instance, as I mentioned, the legal sector, they use a particular service platform called Keyhouse Software. And our knowledge in the marketplace is now that Keyhouse is specifically, it requires a broadband that will allow it to work between the cloud and the local office. So our piece in the middle is just the broadband, but we have a direct understanding now what the needs of the legal practice is. And similarly with the likes of accountancy practices, they're using payroll platforms in the cloud, Sage software, all of that type of thing. And it enables Sorrow to get and gather a better understanding of what's going on behind the doors of those premises.
And then in terms of the physical technology on a premises, you know, what does that involve?
So on your smaller premises, let's say, for instance, on the high street in Killarney, Sorrow offers two levels of service to a business. One of them is a very basic SME package, and it's a very generous allocation. It's 500 meg download and 150 meg upload. For a small business, a cafe or a small dental practice or a small solicitor's office, that is a really, really high spec product. It's a fiber all the way into their premises, and it enables them to do all of the things that they want to do in their business as they grow and progress. It's things like video conferencing, things like fast credit card payments, things like sort of voice over IP, and all of the technology changes that are happening. That type of product allows them to future-proof their business into that. However, though, when we go into the IDA industrial estates where there's larger premises, Sorrow offers a very, very high tier, and what I mentioned earlier on was a symmetrical fiber product. And that goes into a different type of dimension of product and premises. We survey the premises in advance, and we make sure that we meet the utilities manager or the owner of the business, and we design and plan a fiber route. It's a larger premises with larger requirements and more challenging environment. There's a fiber product out there for all size businesses.
And as you mentioned there, there's plenty of information available on Sorrow.ie, and then people can go to either a local retailer or they can go to one of the bigger retail partners to get Sorrow into their premises, whether it is a commercial or home.
Absolutely, Mary. What we invite people to come in and maybe make an inquiry to our website. As I say, we don't try to get sales or sell, but we're very anxious to make sure that people are fully informed before they speak to a retail partner. And in such case, as the business owner likes what they hear, and we tell them and advise them, we say, look, instead of you ringing a call center now and maybe investing time in your afternoon, we can get maybe one or two of our retail partners to contact you. And we give the retail partners the full suite of information. So the guy in Kerry with his business can say, look, I want to be contacted by X, Y, or Z retail partner. They might be local to the county or a preferred partner. And we try and take the hassle out of it and have the retail partner contact the business owner. In the background, we give the retail partner the information shared, and we say, this business is looking to improve its broadband and voice connectivity in these following areas. So the business owner doesn't have to retell the story all over again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it's a convenience for the business person or homeowner in that way. Sean, we are going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me. Plenty of information in that for all of the listeners, whether they are commercial or homeowner. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mary. It was a pleasure speaking to you.